Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, chappers.
You all right?
Very good, thanks.
Good.
Now, do you remember a while ago we were talking about, well, we've been talking about it for ages, those photos that you get done at photography studios, and they put you in real soft focus, sometimes with some leopard skin and a bit of denim, and then they back comb your hair and hairspray you to make you look like it was about at least 10, 15 years ago.
They take you back in time, don't they?
They do.
And sometimes people have them done, you know, as self, you know, like portraits on their own, or they have their whole family.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you had your photo taken for these today.
I did, yeah.
You looked hot. I saw your outfit.
Thanks very much. I thought it was a bit Life on Mars, what they chose for
me.
In
what way?
Well, it was very sort of 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
70s shirt and 70s jacket and everything.
Real nice.
Yeah.
We're being so slow on this.
Why?
Well, because we're going to make a calendar.
Yeah.
And now Dom, off of Moyles' show, has already got a calendar. He's had his made, admittedly with the wrong date on, the wrong year. But they've done theirs already. We had this idea ages ago.
Yeah, but with Dom, you can go bish, bash, bosh, you know. With us, you know, when you're kind of proper models like yourself and me, you know, you need to make sure that the lighting and the makeup and everything else is correct
before you do it. Becky's ones look amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, really good.
I meant Becky. I meant to include Becky as well in the models.
And my white suit, I think, worked also.
Definitely, yeah.
Anyway, we will get you to see these photos really, really soon. I'm sorry we haven't pulled our finger out sooner. You know what we're like. Right, Kevin Rudolph coming up. I'm going to play that Eric Prydz versus Take That mashup that lots of you are loving. Coming later, more ways to beat the credit crunch on Becky's Classifieds. And, oh, what's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
We went out with a little drink after work last night, didn't we? Just a couple of friends.
You went out with a little drink?
For a little drink, with a couple of friends, is what I meant.
Right, okay.
It was a last-minute thing, Mark. We were obviously going to invite you, but by that point you'd left.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, it wasn't anything planned, was it? It was just
no.
It's all right, you don't have to explain to me. I had football to watch.
That's what we were doing in the pub.
What?
Watching the football.
Were you? Yeah. I might not have been watching the same game as you.
Oh,
our friends who were there.
Not my friends.
Okay, some people were there, and they had been out on a Christmas lunch.
Right.
And had been drinking since lunchtime.
Oh, no.
Now, we turned up about, what, 7:30? That's no fun, is it?
No.
They are absolutely plastered, making no sense at all. Like, words were coming out, but sentences weren't really being formed.
From them?
From them.
Yeah.
I was trying to introduce myself, and I went, oh, hi, I'm Becky. I was like, what's
your... radio.
What's your name? No. And he went, oh, Duncan.
And then everyone else went, no, it's Danny.
Right. You're like, why is that so funny? Oh, you've given me a fake name. Hilarious. And when, like, fully grown men start giggling like little boys, it's quite funny.
Yeah, oh, he said his name is Duncan. It's not, it's Danny. That's really funny.
And you stayed with them, did you?
Well, no, I left.
Becky made a...
That showed him.
A really fast retreat. She wasn't... As soon as we got there, she got a drink and I could see her text. I was looking over your shoulder, sorry. And she was like, can I come and join you? To somebody else.
It got so bad. Scott was telling me he's got this how to speak French thing on his phone.
Yeah. He's shown that to me before.
Yeah.
Have I?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, when are you going to France? He went, oh no, just like it.
It just can have it, because I can have it on there.
That's how bored we were, anyway. Yeah.
It's just like drunk people and sober people do not mix.
No, that's very true.
Which is why we always say this, if you're going on a date, if the other person isn't drinking, do not have a drink. It just doesn't work out. It was awful, wasn't it, last night? Everyone talking over each other. It was like trying to interview S Club 7 back in the day. Just like, hey, everyone just talking over each other.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. But you stayed.
I stayed for a bit, and me and the one that doesn't speak moved away from the people and went to...
Learned to speak French.
Yeah, together. No, we went to watch the football, down the other side of the bar.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I said to him, I've never been so fascinated in football. Just move me away from these people. It was just because they're very nice, but they just started... You know when people start arguments? They were starting an argument about TV shows, right?
Mm.
Have you seen Entourage?
No.
Right, they were talking about Entourage. It's a big American show. It's here. It's on here on ITV2.
Okay.
And it's very good. It's really good. But here's what the argument was. What's the best, Entourage or Gavin and Stacey?
Right.
What's best?
Can they be compared?
No. And we tried to explain this to them, that they're pretty much two very different shows.
But the best thing was that none of them had seen Entourage at all.
Hadn't they?
No.
But they were like, no, Gavin and Stacey is best. No, Entourage is best. No, Gavin, as this went on, and on and on and on. And you can't compare the two.
Well,
at all.
As somebody who's never seen Entourage, I would agree that Gavin and Stacey is the best.
Yeah, but we said that Gavin and Stacey was the best as well, cause, and then that all went off.
No, that's where you're wrong. No, it's not. Oh, it's definitely Entourage.
This just went on and on. And even though we just had an opinion, it seemed to fall on deaf ears. So thanks for that lot for last night. I'm sure you're feeling really good today as well. Oh, and Gavin and Stacey's still the best.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Everyone's on now going, oh, Entourage is clearly better. Don't you start. You even haven't been drinking.
They're Go wrong. On. They're wrong.
Yeah, wrong. It's Gavin and Stacey that's best. Right, I'm doing my Christmas shopping at the moment, mostly online.
Yeah.
Hope it arrives. But you know what happened last year, where I just get loads of notes from the Royal Mail going, sorry, you were out when we tried to call.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
And then people don't get their present till after Christmas.
Right. You could always have it sent here and then I could make sure that you get it.
I didn't think about that last year.
So is that what you're going to do this year?
Yeah, I will.
Or are you going to blame the but post surely for nobody getting Christmas presents?
Surely the time will run out until you can get them soon, won't it?
No, you can order online right up until the 20th, 21st.
Can you? Okay, yeah. Cool. I'll do that. And I'll get them sent here so you can steal them if you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
Right, I want to get someone in my family a DVD box set for Christmas.
Okay.
But I'm confused, to be honest.
Well, what's their favourite TV show?
No, well, I don't know.
Oh, right.
But I know they
is this
like...
a close member, a close family member?
Yeah-ish.
Okay.
We were talking about The Sopranos yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, that is the best TV show ever made. That's the quote, the actual quote from the website that I was going to buy it off.
Okay.
Okay? But then, you know, underneath it says, if you like this show, you'll also like this. Mm. So I clicked on that, and that show was The Wire. And then next to that, it said, the best TV show ever made. So, I'm confused, because they can't both be, can they?
Was Entourage on there?
No.
Right.
Don't go back to that. Who are the people that do the quotes, these things? Please don't tell
was
me which
Gavin
is...
Was Gavin and Stacey on
no,
there?
Please don't, as well, text me what is best between Sopranos and The Wire on 8199. But it is a bit confusing. On the boxes and on the websites and stuff, who are the people that get quoted?
I don't know. Really? Aren't they TV reviewers?
I don't know.
Isn't it James King?
James King, I think, does some of them.
He normally gets quoted on a few of these.
Well, that is confusing because Sopranos and The Wire can't both be the best TV shows ever made.
I don't know. I've never seen either of them.
If any of the big film companies are listening at the moment and you'd like a quote, I'm well up for that. Like, Crossroads by Britney Spears. The best film ever made. Scott Mills.
You're offering quotes, are you?
Yeah.
Entourage, better than Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah. Scott Mills.
Do you, even though I've never seen it.
Yeah. Have you ever been quoted on anything like that? Do sports people ask you for quotes? I loved it. Mark Chapman.
No. I get asked for the odd opinion, but never a quote on something.
Oh, okay.
Well, you've been asked for sport ones as well, haven't you? Did you get asked what you were going to buy Lewis Hamilton for Christmas?
Yeah, I did. That's not really a quote, though, is it? It's more of a question, which I can't remember. What did I say? A makeover?
I can't remember.
I said a makeover. I don't know which one to get, and everyone's going to be like, no, it's The Sopranos, no, it's The Wire. Don't confuse me with that. I just want to know how I'm supposed to know and who these people are on the boxes.
You should get in The West Wing. That's the best TV show ever.
You see, you're not helping.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Here's the thing. If I order... What?
Sorry. So an argument.
I'm talking, Mark.
I know, but she just made a facetious comment.
You've never made one of them.
No, never.
What's going on, please?
I said...
I was listening to Lily Allen.
So was I, until Mark started being rude.
Why, what happened?
I said they'd be a bit disappointed if you got them the best of when sport goes bad.
Oh, is that a show you do, isn't it? On,
made some comment about feeding his kids and that was it.
Mm. Do they have a best of DVD of when sport goes bad?
No, haven't we mentioned this before and said that it would be a very good idea?
Can you get the best of the midweek national lottery draws?
Now, that would be good, wouldn't it? Is it that when sport goes bad, the best TV show ever, Scott Mills?
Thank you. Yeah.
Now, if I do order everything off the internet, right, and I'm out, because I'm often out, and you get one of those little red cards going, sorry, you were out, come and pick it up from the depot. Is it wrong on Christmas Day to give the people in my family just the little Royal Mail card? If I can wrap it up and stuff, and, like, I'm sorry you were out, and then it will give you Well, it'll be like a nice surprise, because then they can go and pick it up from the depot, and until then, they won't know what it is.
And they'll also get to have a nice trip to London, won't they? Because
that's right.
I presume not all of your family live close to the nearest post office depot near your house.
No, most of them will have to, I mean, they will have to travel from Southampton to North London. Yeah. Yes, they will. But I think that would be fine, wouldn't it? It's better than getting nothing.
Depends what it is.
What do you mean?
Well, if the gift's worth it, you might turn up and get really disappointed.
Well, and you've travelled all the way from Southampton to North London, and it's
just
something
to get
you don't want.
The best of when sport goes bad.
Good point.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
A lot of people saying, can you play a Christmas song, please? Now, I don't want to peek too soon with the Christmas songs, because I know some other stations are playing them all the time, and that just gets annoying. I was driving to Leeds the other night, and another person in the car was like, oh, let's put this station on. And they were doing Love Christmas Dedications. And it's like, I don't want to hear that. Bob, Mary says that she's thinking of you very much. And at this special time of year, could you say I love her very much? And could you please play All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey? Here it is. And after 3 hours, that just gets a bit wearing.
Why, did everybody want Mariah Carey?
Well, no, just the whole so-and-so loves you very much. It's like, just ring them and tell them yourself and then play a Christmas song down the phone to them.
Did it have to be a Christmas love song?
Yes.
Oh.
There aren't that many, surely.
Well, it went on. Anyway, so we will play a Christmas song after 5 o'clock tonight on Radio 1. Is there a man under the desk?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I was just thinking if anybody went on the webcam at that moment, there was a man under my desk.
There was somebody underneath me.
Yeah, and I just wanted to point out that's because we're having technical problems.
Yes, we are. But that doesn't stop us doing Becky's Classifieds. Here it is on Radio 1. Feeling the pinch of the credit crunch at the moment. Thinking, what can I get those last-minute Christmas presents for relatives? Well, help is at hand with loads of cheap or even free stuff on Becky's Classifieds. This is all stuff that is available right now on the internet. These are actual adverts read up by Radio 1's Greg James. What you got then?
Packs of 100 glow sticks, £7.
100 for 7 is good.
Is it? That sounds a lot to me.
Well, like if you go to Ibiza and stuff, they charge you, what, like £5 or £10 for two?
Right.
And here you've got 100.
£7 for a pack of 100 glow sticks, along with 100 connectors to link them together. Works out at 7p per stick.
That's good.
They come in a pre-arranged tube for easy transportation.
So, next time you go on holiday, when you're going raving, you have to take the glow sticks with you.
I'm going to have a big, long glow stick snake of 100 all connected together in my portable glow stick carry case, which comes for free.
It's pretty good, though, for all you ravers out there.
Right.
We could go half and half if you want.
£3.50 each.
Yeah. Do you want in, chappers?
I'm all right, actually. Not a glow stick kind of person.
Can't imagine you with glow sticks.
No.
I have used them before.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, go in with them.
Are you on?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Do you want that as your Christmas present instead of the lighthouse lamp?
No. The light's already ordered now, anyway.
Are you offering to get 100 glow sticks for £7 instead of your 1,400 lighthouse lamp?
Also, what if I'm not in, like I said, and they put one of those cards through, sorry you were out, and then you have to go to the depot and pick up a lighthouse lamp?
Mm.
You'll be able to find it, though. It'll probably be the biggest present in there, I'd imagine.
And glowing.
And glowing, yeah. As you walk towards the depot. Ah! All right, next.
Meat slicer, £1.
That's a bargain. I know how much you like meat.
I love meat.
Professional meat slicing machine available. All offers considered. Must be able to collect.
So it's a meat slicing machine?
Is it like one of those ones that they actually have in butchers?
I think, like in the supermarket counter.
How much was that?
£1.
See, that would be good.
So you won't have to buy that packet stuff anymore. You can get a whole joint of pork or whatever it is and just slice away.
Have you not ever wanted to have one of those things you see in butchers, though? Those massive meat slicing machines? I have.
Mm.
It will go quite well, I think, with all my other, like, kitchen goods.
What else have you got?
Well, I've got, like, a toaster. I've got a blender. Got
cappuccino maker.
Oh, he was talking about getting a pasta maker.
I've got a pasta machine.
Did you
now.
Buy one in the end?
Yeah, I got it.
Did you?
Yeah. Why have you got all these gadgets when you don't actually do any cooking?
Because one of my friends is half Italian and came round and made fresh pasta.
Have you got people that come and cook for you?
Yeah.
You get your friends to come round and cook for you?
They offered. Lots of people have their friends round to cook.
Yeah, no, lots of people have their friends round and then cook for their friends. Very few people get their friends round to cook for
I think
for
you'll find
them.
I had to buy the pasta machine, therefore, yeah.
Well, now you can get the meat slicer and think what amazing things you can have there.
I just think it would get that friend of yours who's a butcher to pop round and there you go.
They're normally silver, aren't they? Mm-hmm. So that'll fit in with everything. I'm just trying to imagine my kitchen.
You probably have to go on a course to learn how to use it, though. I don't think any old person can just go slicing meat, can they?
That will go next to the electric can opener and the toaster. How big are they?
They're quite big.
Right. All right, I'll make room. Next.
Rare stamp collection. £1.
Not interested in
stamps. Not for me.
What? Oh, you're missing a bargain.
Why?
If this is really rare... Well, if this is really rare, you snap it up and then sell it.
Well,
sell it
true,
on.
Yeah. Okay.
Take it to the Antiques Roadshow.
This is an ultimate rare stamp collection. It's got loads of stamps in it. Loads of stamps.
What kind of stamps?
All for £1.
Lots of them are rare and worth a lot, someone told me. Need pictures? Ask me for them. I do not deliver, so that means it has to be picked up.
I think that's worth it.
I think there's something wrong there. You're not going to sell rare stamps for a quid, are you?
So, I mean, you can get a load of rubbish stamps.
Well, you just said, oh, I'm not interested in stamps.
Yeah, but why would he not hang on to them, or she?
If they were valuable.
I don't know. That's,
no, give me the meat slicer any day.
Now, this does sound good.
Bronze statue of leaping salmon. Free.
Free?
Yeah, now who's going to say no to that? It's a bronze leaping salmon and it's completely free.
Think about it, chappers. Christmas is coming. Who in your life would like a salmon statue? I bet there must
Becky.
Be someone.
4-foot soiled bronze statue of leaping salmon.
Nah. What does that mean?
Soiled? Soiled?
Listen again.
4-foot soiled bronze statue of leaping salmon. Unwanted gift. A beautiful statue.
No.
Is soiled bronze a type of bronze?
No.
Do you think Greg's misread it and he meant solid?
Maybe.
4-foot soiled bronze statue of leaping salmon.
I think it might be
such a div, isn't it?
Like, when I'm thinking...
There's a huge
difference
between solid and soiled.
There is.
If you're trying to get rid of something.
Was it a typo or did he just say that wrong?
I don't know.
Right.
Sounds good anyway and it's free, so I don't care.
Okay, good. Well, what are we getting out of that today, then?
The meat slicer, I think.
I quite like the meat slicer. I'm not interested in the stamps. I'm not that bothered about the glow sticks, if I'm honest, Becky.
Well, the salmon's free, so let's just get that
in. I don't want it soiled.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, okay, I've changed my mind about the bronze salmon thing now.
Why?
Because some people are saying that soiled bronze is actually worth quite a lot at scrap, so we could melt it down or whatever you have to do if you're scrapping it.
Quite a few entrepreneurs on the text, aren't they? Gaz says I should buy the glow sticks and then sell them for £2 each on the world tour, which isn't a bad idea. That way I then get myself some profit.
Somebody's saying that they're the wrong glow sticks, though. They're not the ones you go clubbing with because you can't join them together. The ones you go clubbing with are thicker.
So what do you use these glow sticks for?
I've got no idea. It's like Dragon's Den on 8199.
Isn't it, really?
Also, with the... with the meat slicer, which I do want, even though some butchers have been on saying you do need training because they know people with only 4 fingers now.
Okay.
I would be careful with it, obviously. You know me, I'm not clumsy.
No, not in the slightest.
But I could put the meat slicer next to my laser-guided scissors, which I still have here. That's
right.
I'm surprised you're interested in the meat slicer if it's not laser-guided.
Do you think I'm going to have problems cutting up my chops if there's no laser on?
Yeah.
I don't think you put chops in a meat slicer.
How do you make them in the first place, then?
Chops?
Yeah.
What, don't you use a big knife for chops?
I don't know.
I don't think...
I need to find out, though, before I embark upon this meat slicing mission. They've gone a bit rubbish, the laser-guided scissors, now. Listen.
Well,
the laser's off, and...
Has the laser stopped working?
Yeah.
They obviously need to change the batteries.
Everyone knows that batteries that come free with stuff only last a couple of days, and then you've got to buy real ones. Yeah.
I haven't even wrapped my presents yet. I haven't even started, and it's going really slow. It's going to take me hours, that is, at that speed.
Just use normal ones and put them away.
Okay.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Science news. Science news.
Is this a new feature?
We don't do science news that often, do we? But maybe
I can't remember ever doing it.
Maybe we should do it more.
Are we going to get a better sung jingle than just science news?
Science news. Yeah, obviously, if we do it more often, I'll get something professionally made.
Okay. So this is
it's like news round, isn't it, this?
Well, kind of.
Science news.
So every Wednesday at 5:15 is science news.
Scott Mills, science news.
You're the new Lizzo Mizzen.
That's what I was...
Who?
The new Lizzo.
Oh, I sat next to him on a train recently.
What, talking science?
No.
Is this where science news comes from?
No, I didn't nick off his laptop.
Why were you sat next to Lizzo?
We just happened to be on the same train.
Did you talk to each other?
No.
Oh.
I don't know him.
And he didn't recognise you?
No.
So right, okay.
We just got about our business. I was reading the paper. He was He was on his laptop.
Right. It's a fascinating anecdote.
Thank you.
What did you both have to drink?
I think that he had a beer, actually.
Right, okay.
Heineken, if I can remember.
Okay.
I probably had a wine.
Where was this train going to?
London to Birmingham.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Euston to New Street.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
It's not going any better.
I don't think this is anything to worry about, science fans, but they found... They found a black hole in the Milky Way. Is that anything to worry about, you think? Probably not.
I don't really know what you're talking about.
Anyway, it's fine. I don't want to worry anyone or anything, but some Germans have discovered this.
Mm-hmm.
Loads of kind of real scientific equipment they've used to discover this giant black hole at the centre of the Milky Way. And they discovered this black hole using an amazing piece of very, very scientific equipment called the VLT.
Right.
Now, this is scientific, so I apologise if you're not of a scientific mind. But have a guess what VLT could be, the piece of equipment they used to discover this black hole.
Is it very long telescope?
Okay. Something really long and German.
I'll read this. Observations were made using the 3.5-metre New Technology Telescope and the 8.2-metre VLT, Very Large Telescope.
Oh, I could be a scientist.
Well, that piece of equipment over there looks amazing. Could you maybe tell me what that is?
It's yes, it's the VLT.
What's that for?
That's a very large telescope.
And this one over here seems a little bit smaller. What's this one? Ah, that's the NQSBT. Not quite so big telescope. See, I like German scientists. A lot more straightforward, aren't they? Straight down the line. You know what you're getting with a VLT, Very Large Telescope. Anyway, don't worry about the hole in the Milky Way. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I like science news.
It's back next Wednesday.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
What are you doing, Becky, please?
I was just filling out your first review.
For what?
For the Let Loose Very Best of Loose Women DVD.
So it does exist. Is it a Loose Women box set?
Yeah. Why didn't you believe me?
It's all the best moments from the award-winning and long-running daytime TV show. No topic is off-limits as the ladies discuss issues, problems, gripes and gossip of the day.
Wow.
They're always on hand with an opinion or anecdote.
It lasts 2.5 minutes. That was easy, wasn't it, that?
It was easy,
really,
to be honest.
Sorry.
And bit low, bit
Chappers
low.
Chappers told me to write on your behalf, not as good as Entourage, but we do love Jackie Brambles.
I do.
Yeah, we do love Jackie Brambles.
You like her, she's good.
Yeah.
You were the first one to review it, funnily enough.
Excellent, okay. Yeah, put that forward. How many stars are you giving it on my behalf?
5.
Nice, thank you.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hang on, we can't give it 5.
Why?
Because we said it's not as good as Entourage.
We haven't reviewed Entourage yet.
No, but you can only give 5 stars, can't you?
Oh, I've got to go back in now.
Okay, change that.
Yeah.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, shut up, I'm doing what's occurring.
We give Jackie Brambles 5.
What's occurring?
3 situations that we've recorded. You've got to tell me what happens next. Chappers is on a roll this week. Play along at home, please, on 81199. Here's your first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Boris Johnson?
Yeah.
He's the Mayor of London.
Yeah.
He was on what's occurring yesterday. Remember with the posh noises he was making on Top Gear at the weekend?
Yeah, I remember that.
But, here's a question for you. Do you think my flatmate can understand Boris? What do you think? I called him up earlier and played clips of Boris making strange posh noises down the phone. But how long would my flatmate the comedian stay on the phone for with just posh clips of Boris? Becky.
He's quite posh himself, isn't he? He might understand. So
since when has he been posh?
Well, he's posher than me.
He can be a little.
Sometimes
bit,
he's a bit posh.
Not posh. Well, he puts on a posh accent, though.
Yeah, so yeah. I think he'll be able to understand 1 minute.
Becky's saying
one minute?
Yeah.
All right.
They might even have a conversation. That'd be brilliant. Just a minute of posh
just
noise.
Just a posh noise, yeah.
Yeah.
No. 30 seconds.
Chappers says 30 seconds. Let's find out.
What's occurring?
Here's my flatmate getting a call from Boris Johnson, Mayor of that there in London. But how long will he stay chatting with Boris for?
someone said I was...
Hello?
Over that, you know, that level of sort of...
Pardon?
Well, I don't. I mean, I
Hello, have you called the right number?
Well, I your...
No, I'm not getting that.
But the little one, where's this going?
Pardon?
You know, where I was over that, you know, that level of sort of...
So I don't think you've called the right number.
The little one,
No, so I can't hear you, but
I was
breaking up.
I was like,
Hello?
Well, listen.
Over that,
you know, that the little one. I don't. I feel very proud of that.
I can't understand what you're saying.
I feel very proud of that. The little one.
So I've got to go now.
You know.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Tom will sit on his head.
1 minute 7 seconds.
That's ridiculous.
Just with two posh noises going on. I can't understand you. So Becky gets the point. Well done.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Next one.
Why would you stay on for that long?
I don't know. Maybe he did understand what it was.
Yeah, maybe.
You know Colin Murray?
Yeah.
He's on Radio 1 in the evening at 10 o'clock. And last night, he was trying to sneak some famous catchphrases into his show. All sorts of catchphrases, old and new, just sneaking them in there.
Okay.
But ponder this. How many did he manage to fit in throughout the show last night?
Throughout the show? In the full 2 hours?
Yeah. Catchphrases. Old and new catchphrases.
I reckon, well, he is the most competitive man in the world, so... I'm going to go 24.
Becky?
25.
This is pathetic. Just because I'm unbeaten this week, honestly.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Colin Murray, but how many catchphrases did he squeeze into his show yesterday?
Say what you see. Well, it's been all done in the best possible taste. It's a cracker. Bring on the meat, people. Bring on the meat. Good game, good game. Now for something completely different. Am I bothered? Do you remember that night we heard the news? I was like, I don't believe it. What was the point? Because they're worth loads of money. But I really want to see those fingers, by the way. I really want to see those fingers. That's you, that is. On that bombshell, he says that's a very good point, Colin. And what a point to make. Prizes. The webcam, he says, nice to see you. To see you, nice. Good night, America, wherever you are. lovely jubbly. Oh, happy days. Yeah, baby. So many texts of Kimindi at 1199. We're not worthy. It is wonderful. I pity the fool that doesn't. Now, I usually don't give anything away, but listen very carefully. I will say this only once. The name's Bond. James Bond. Saying shaken, not stirred in it as well. Martini shaken, not stirred. She always overcooks everything. It's always like 108 degrees. You're always like, it ain't half hot, Mum. I want garlic bread. It's the future. I've tasted it. I think it's all over. It is now. I said, feel lucky, punk. Sorry, did you say something? You talking to me? There's absolutely no way nothing would ever happen between any of the three people in this show. It's romantic at all. You get nothing in this game for two in a bed. I'll be back. I think they deserve to be big. You know, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but someday. And for the rest of their lives. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to buy this record and tell your friends about it, because it's very special. If you tell your friend about it and they say, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, then just make them listen to the record. It's very special. If you are listening, may the force be with you. If I'd have just said one more phrase, you would have had to show me the money.
Wow.
Was that all one link?
Sometimes that is the case, Colin, but no.
What was that meat one about?
What was bring on the meat? Since when? What catchphrase is that? Bring on the meat.
I don't know.
Okay, good.
I don't know. Is that...
I've no idea.
Maybe that's from one of Colin's
Maybe
films.
I shouldn't have mentioned that. No. Colin Murray, tonight from 10 on Radio 1, 35, which means Becky gets another point.
Oh, what's the kidding?
He didn't say bring on the wall, did he?
No.
Maybe Dale could change his catchphrase to bring on the meat.
I don't think that's wise.
Would you not have gone on it then, if that had been the catchphrase?
No. You know, earlier we were talking about the best TV show ever. Is it The Sopranos or The Wire?
Yeah.
I decided to find out for absolute sure. So we went onto the streets of Great Britain earlier and asked the public of Great Britain, what is the best TV show of all time? What was the most popular answer?
Out of everything, everything in the world ever.
Yeah. Chappers.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Out on the streets today.
Yeah.
X Factor.
Good answer.
Thanks.
Becky.
Can I just point out, this isn't... Because the one that doesn't speak has just given me the most ridiculous look. This isn't what I think.
X Factor, the best show of all time.
This isn't what I... Oh, yeah, and because when we've gone out onto the streets beforehand, we've picked some real intelligent people, haven't we?
No need to get angry.
Well, don't have a go at me from what I'm saying. I'm thinking that some of them maybe aren't...
The brightest.
Quite bob-on, so I'll say...
Bob-on?
Bob-on, what's that?
Bob-on yourself!
What's that phrase?
I'm going to say they'll say X Factor. I wouldn't say X Factor, but they'll say X Factor.
Your Coronation Street.
You're bob-on, what would you say?
I'd say, there's loads. Mm. Anyway.
Becky?
When sport goes bad.
Right, no, seriously.
National Lottery?
Shut up. What?
Midweek lottery draw.
Coronation Street?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Best show of all time. Okay, yeah. Right.
No, I'm just thinking about what... I don't think they'll answer it genuinely thinking that's the best one. I think they'll just say what first comes into their head.
Let's find out.
Best TV show of all time. Home and Away.
What would you say is the best TV show of all time?
Probably Sex and the City. Fashion and, yeah.
Prison Break.
Round the Twist. That's a good one.
Lost. I loved Saved by the Bell.
My favourite show of all time is actually Project Runway. Yeah. Because I work at Topshop. I mean, come on, I'm into fashion. Shut up.
What would you say is the best TV show of all time?
Friends.
Thundercats. Definitely.
My favourite TV time of all time is EastEnders.
A horse for one thing.
Probably Live and Kicking with the little gopher thing.
I would say EastEnders.
The best TV programme of all time. It's got to be EastEnders. Yeah. Yeah, EastEnders.
So the answer was EastEnders, not Coronation Street. So no one gets a point. Becky,
you did it in London, not Manchester, that's why.
Becky gets 2-0 today on Oh, What's Occurring.
Can you all apologise to me now for suggesting X Factor when some of the suggestions were Thundercats, Project
Runway.
What's that? Is that a reality show about an airport?
No, it's a fashion show.
Oh, Thundercats.
It's not the best show of all time. Saved by the Bell.
What's Round the Twist?
It was an Australian kids show back in the day.
Right. Oh, right.
In the 90s.
Anyway, EastEnders was the most popular... Radio 1 podcast. OK, here comes some bargains ahoy on Becky's Classifieds. They're all real-life, actual adverts on the internet for stuff you can get, maybe for a loved one or a friend in time for Christmas. Are these good?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're as good as the soiled salmon statue from earlier, but, you know.
Or the meat slicer.
I really want that. First one.
Abdominal muscles trainer. Free.
Free?
Yep. There's so much stuff out there that's completely free.
Come over and grab it for free. Foam padded abdominal trainer. I will throw in training mat too. Just come and take it away from me.
Oh no, I don't want someone else's training mat.
That's a used training mat.
Why? What's wrong with that?
No.
But it'll just have sweat and blood and...
Blood? Well, what, from doing ab crunches?
Depends how hard you train.
How hard are your abs?
Rock.
Yeah, me too.
You know what, they bleed...
I do.
I think you're doing them wrong.
No. I do so many of them.
It doesn't stop till he bleeds. No,
exactly. Oh. Exactly.
I don't even like the idea of putting someone else's ab trainer on me, really.
Well, it's not one of those ones
it's
that you plug
those.
Into. You've got to put some effort in.
It's one of those, I think, where you,
rock
on
them.
I don't like in a gym.
It's not one of those where you can still sit, have a beer and watch telly and it apparently works on your abs.
Seriously, they don't.
I once got someone.
Have you got one?
I once got someone
of
those.
I really want to try one of them.
Ages ago,
I got someone ages ago as well.
All it does is give you a massive electric shock.
I felt like I was being electrocuted when I was having it, yeah.
Oh,
I think they I mean, they must work for some people.
Oh, it did actually. It did actually flatten it a little bit, but I have to say, it just was quite painful for me because I have a very low pain threshold.
I think my problem with my one was I thought, oh, the because there's a little kind of like switch that you make it.
Well, you
small
can, yeah, different, yeah,
or big.
Yeah.
And I went straight for the thinking I was double hard.
You're
I was
the
like,
man.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it right up. Ah! So that was probably the problem.
They don't.
I wanted to have abs. I didn't want to do any of the work. I wanted to just like get rock hard abs yeah. after one session.
But you've still got to have no fat there, surely, for them to show.
No. It works.
It's not going to burst through the fat, is it?
It does. It works.
Does it?
It works. Yeah.
It just hurts.
Be
a
really
bit.
Wrong.
It just really hurt for
so
me.
So still be fat, but just with a six pack. That's really not a good look.
I might pass on that one. Next,
why are sculptures bicycles? £14.
Right, what's that?
Cheap? I think it's just sculptures of bikes.
Enchanting wire bicycles. The 2D photos do not do justice to the 3D forms, treasured by young and old.
So he's a perfect gift for anyone and less than £20.
What, so on Christmas Day, you'd be happy if you unwrapped a wire bicycle sculpture? Oh, thanks.
They're treasured by young and old, and I'd say I'm sort of in the middle, so maybe for a younger person or
I don't
an older
think
person.
I don't think they'd be treasured by the young.
But they are
honest.
Enchanting. How enchanting can a wire bicycle be, though?
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Well, it's just a lot of wire sculpted into making a bike.
That must take some time.
You know?
Brilliant. Well done to
you
them.
You can do that when you're plugged into your abs exercise.
I prefer the salmon, to be honest.
I'd much rather have the salmon.
Most young people I know want Wiis or PlayStations or Xboxes.
Yeah, not wire bicycles.
I expect you're going to get a Wii and you open up a wire bicycle.
Oh, brilliant. It's a bicycle sculpture.
I put it in a really big box. That'll
in
make
a Wii
it
box.
Thanks, Mark.
Put it in a Wii box, but it's a wire bicycle.
Next.
Six large brown envelopes. £1.
Mm-hmm.
You always need envelopes?
Who does?
Everybody.
Oh. Okay.
Self-seal. However, the self-seal gum has lost its effectiveness, so you'll have to use tape in addition.
Okay. They do, though, don't they, after a while? They do use their gum. Don't you find brown envelopes?
I don't go around testing envelopes, licking them to find out how good their gum is.
I hate it when you go to lick it and then realise it's one of those ones that just does it. You don't need to do it.
Oh. Done that so many times.
Don't you check before you lick?
No.
No, you just generally you just lick, don't you? And then it's just, oh no, it's a self seal.
Yeah.
Neither of you. Right. Okay.
Well, how do you tell?
Well, you get the envelope in front. You try and stick it down.
Yeah.
If it sticks, it's self seal. If it doesn't, you lick it.
Oh, thanks for that.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Larger quantities also available. Collect from just off Regent Street during normal office hours.
Now, this made me a bit suspicious. I think this is just someone sat at their desk, bored at work, thinking, oh, there's a big stationery cupboard over there. I can make a few pounds out of this. And they're just selling work stationery from their desk.
That is not allowed. That's
so I'm sorry about that. All the envelopes do have BBC on the corner, I know, but we'll get round it somewhere.
I might pass on those envelopes. I think it does sound a bit dodge. But
I've got loads, though.
Yeah, I know. So,
do you six for a pound?
Yeah. Just the meat slicer today, thanks.
Okay.
Because I want that. It will fit in with the rest of my goods next to the blender and the toaster.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast.
Right, who wants to come to a panto with me?
Oh, no, I don't.
All right, brilliant. Thanks. That was that, then.
No, you were meant to go, oh, yes, he does.
I've just been invited.
Well, that's why I went out. Oh, no, I don't. I thought he'd come back with, oh, yes, you do.
I thought one of you, I can't remember which one, said that pantos really get you in the Christmas mood and you like going to pantos.
Yeah, me, but you haven't asked me if I want to go yet.
I'm asking you now.
Well, yes, please.
Well, it depends which one you're
going to
see.
Cinderella with Gareth Gates.
That's got Joanna Page in it as well, hasn't it?
Off Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
Right, Sunday night, are you free?
Yeah.
Can't bring your boyfriend.
Why not?
What have you set up? That was a very you can't bring your boyfriend.
I'm not sitting there in the middle while you go.
You can sit on an end.
I don't want to sit on the end.
How many seats have you bought?
Hmm?
How many seats
he
have
you hasn't bought any seats.
Sorry, how many
yet?
Seats have you been given?
There's just two.
So he would have only been able to take. What are you going to. We're going to have to duel to see who came with you. And what about the one that doesn't speak?
It's not very nice of you.
No, because he turned his nose up straight away.
No, I'm going to panto later on.
Well, actually, do you know what? I'm going to say yes, because at the last minute, I'll get a text message on Sunday going, I can't come anymore, and then that point, me and my boyfriend will just go.
From me?
Yeah.
I do love going to panto, I have to say.
There's no way that if you say you're going to come to Panto with me on Sunday night, that you'll actually turn up. See?
Okay. You got a point.
So can I just have the tickets?
Why are we bothering with this now? Because you know on Sunday you'll get a text going, sorry, you're coming, coming. So I might as well just give you the tickets and then you and your boyfriend can go and have a lovely time with Gareth Gates in Wimbledon.
Yay!
Yay. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.